Our text this evening, let us turn to Matthew chapter 26.
今天晚上我们证道的经文是马太福音第二十六章。
I will read to you from verse 36 through 56.
我要为你们读从三十六节读到第五十六节。
And afterwards, Brother Lin Yang will read it in Chinese.
之后我会用华文来读给大家。
Matthew 26, verse 36 through 56. Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Sit ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me. And he went a little further and fell on his face and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto his disciples, and findeth them asleep, and saith unto Peter, What, could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray, that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them, and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. Then cometh he to his disciples, and saith unto them, Sleep on now, and take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand. The Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. And while he yet spake, lo, Judas, one of the 12, came, and with him a great multitude with swords and staves, from the chief priests and elders of the people. Now he that betrayed him gave them a sign, saying, Whomsoever I shall kiss, That same is he, hold him fast. And forthwith he came to Jesus, and said, Hail, Master, and kissed him. And Jesus said unto him, Friend, wherefore art thou come? Then came they and laid hands on Jesus, and took him. And behold, one of them which were with Jesus stretched out his hand, and drew his sword, and struck a servant of the high priest, and smote off his ear. Then said Jesus unto him, Put up again thy sword in its place, for all they that take the sword shall perish with the sword. Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father, and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels? But how then shall the scriptures be fulfilled? That thus it must be. In that same hour said Jesus to the multitudes, Are ye come out as against a thief with swords and staves for to take me? I sat daily with you teaching in the temple, and ye laid no hold on me. But all this was done, the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled. Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
马太福音二十六章三十六节到第五十六节，耶稣同门徒来到一个地方，名叫科西马尼，就对他们说：“你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。”于是带着彼得和西比泰的两个儿子同去，就忧愁起来，极其难过，便对他们说：“我心里甚是忧愁，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。”他就稍往前走，伏伏在地祷告说，我父啊，倘若可行，求你叫这杯离开我，然而不要照我的意思，只要照你的意思。 来到门徒那里见他们睡着了，就对彼得说，怎么样，你们不能同我警醒片时吗？总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。第二次又去祷告说，我父啊，这杯若不能离开我，必要我喝，就愿你的意志成全。又来见他们睡着了，因为他们的眼睛困倦。耶稣又离开他们去了，第三次祷告，说的话还是与先前一样。于是来到门徒那里对他们说，现在你们仍然睡觉安歇吧，时候到了，人子被卖在罪人手里了，起来我们走吧，看哪，卖我的人进了。说话之间，那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他们同来。那卖耶稣的给他一个暗号说，我与谁亲嘴，谁就是他，你们可以拿住他。犹大随即来到耶稣跟前说，请拉比安，就与他亲嘴。耶稣对他说，朋友，你来要做的事就做吧。于是那些人上前下手拿住耶稣，又跟随耶稣的一个人伸手拔出刀来，将大祭司的仆人砍了一刀，削掉他的一个耳朵。耶稣对他说，收刀入鞘，凡动刀的必死在刀下。你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？若是这样，经上所说的事情必须如此的话，怎么应验呢？当时耶稣对众人说，你们带着刀棒出来拿我，如同拿强盗吗？我天天坐在殿里教训人，你们并没有拿我，但这一切的事成就，为要应验先知书上的话。当下门徒都离开他逃走了。
In Jerusalem today, there are many pilgrims who will walk the way of suffering.
今天许多朝圣的人到耶路撒冷，他们要走过耶稣所走受苦的路。
The way of suffering is called the Via Dolorosa.
那这个词汇被形容受苦的路，苦路。
And there are 14 stations on this route.
在这条苦路上一共有14站。
14 stations of Jesus to the cross.
这一路上耶稣所走向十字架的这条路上一共有14个站。
But many of these stations are not found in the scriptures.
但其中有很多的这些站并没有在圣经上找到。
Jesus indeed walked the way of suffering.
耶稣基督的确走过了这一条苦路。
And not only was it a way of suffering, it was also a very lonely way, a lonely path that Jesus trod.
这条路不仅是一条苦路，它也是一条非常孤单的路。
And in the Bible, we don't find 14 stations.
在圣经里面，我们没有找到十四站。
We find 7 events.
我们在这一条路上发现了七个事件。
7 experiences.
耶稣的七个经历。
7 lonely steps that Jesus took on the way to the cross.
在他走向加略山十字架的路上，他经历了这七件孤单的事件。
And he did all these things so that he might single-handedly accomplish salvation for you and for me.
他做的所有的事都是因为他自己来为我们成就救恩。
So what were the 7 lonely steps that Jesus took to the cross?
耶稣在走向十字架的路上所走的这七站到底有哪些事情呢？
It all began in Gethsemane.
所有的发生事情的开始就在科西马尼园。
In verse 36, Matthew 26 verse 36, we find Jesus at Gethsemane.
在马太福音26章36节，我们看到耶稣来到科西马尼。
Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane.And said unto the disciples, Sit here while I go and pray yonder.
耶稣同门徒来到一个地方名叫科西马尼，就对他们说，你们坐在这里，等我到那边去祷告。
Before Calvary, there was Gethsemane.
在加略山之前有科西马尼。
And Gethsemane means olive press.
科西马尼的意思就是压榨橄榄的意思。
The olive fruits will be put through the olive press so that the oil might be squeezed out of the fruit.
橄榄的果子被放到一个压榨机里面，然后把这个橄榄压榨的时候， 橄榄油可以流出来。
And this is a very good picture of what Jesus went through in Gethsemane.
这就是在客西马尼园里面耶稣基督的经历一个非常好的写照。
He was in great agony.
他在非常大的痛苦中间。
He was under great stress.
他是在非常大的压力之下。
Because remember, Jesus was also 100% human being.
要记得耶稣基督是100%全然的人。
Jesus was fully God for sure.
当然耶稣是完全的神。
But do not forget that he is also fully man.
但不要忘记他也是完全的人。
And the cross was drawing nigh.
十字架临近了。
It will be a very painful experience for him.
对他来说这将是非常痛苦的经历。
And he prayed to the Father.
他对天父祷告说。
Let this cup pass from me.
让这杯挪去吧。
Nevertheless, not according to my will, but May thy will be done.
但是不要照着我的意思，乃要照着你的旨意来行。
And also his disciples were with him.
而且他的门徒与他同在。
And he asked them, pray with me.
他对他们说，和我一同祷告。
In verse 38, we find Jesus telling them.
我们看到38节，耶稣对他们说，
My soul is exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here and watch with me.
我心里甚是忧伤，几乎要死。你们在这里等候，和我一同警醒。
Of course, the watching with him involves also praying with him.
所以和他一同警醒，也包括要和他一同祷告。
But here Jesus, we find, having to pray all alone.
但是我们看到在这里，耶稣的祷告是孤单的，是一个人的。
He found no prayer support from his disciples.
他没有在他的门徒中间找到那个祷告的支持。
For their flesh was much stronger than their spirit.
因为他们的肉体比他们的灵性要强壮。
And so they succumbed to the tiredness of the body and went to sleep.
所以他们就降服在他们肉体的软弱上，就睡着了。
How in times of trouble and suffering, we desire people to pray for us.
在困难和痛苦的时候，我们何等盼望有人和我们一同祷告。
And it's a great comfort when fellow believers say, I'm praying for you, I'm praying with you.
在你艰难的时候，你听到有其他的信徒对你说，我在为你祷告，我要和你一同祷告，这是何等大的安慰。
I'm very thankful that There are many people from all over the world praying for the Far Eastern Bible College.
我非常感谢神，因为全世界各地有许多的人在为着远东神学院祷告。
And I believe the Lord is very good to us, and the Lord will help us.
所以我相信神对我们非常良善，他要帮助我们。
And there are times also when members in the church are in great sorrow or distress or trouble.
所以在教会里面的会友，有的时候有非常大的艰难、痛苦和悲伤的时候。
We want to remember them in prayer also.
我们也要在祷告当中来纪念他们。
How prayer is so important.
祷告是何等的重要。
And yet Jesus over here had to pray all alone.
而耶稣在这里，他的祷告是完全一个人的。
He was very lonely in the Garden of Gethsemane.
在客西马尼园里，他是何等的孤单。
For here we see in verse 41 when Jesus says, Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation, but the spirit is indeed willing, but the flesh is weak.
41节我们看到他说，总要警醒祷告，免得入了迷惑。你们心里固然愿意，肉体却软弱了。
Let us not be like the disciples.
让我们不要像那些门徒。
Let us learn to pray.
让我们要学习祷告。
Let us pray earnestly and fervently.For ourselves,
让我们要恳切的、迫切的、热心的祷告，为我们自己祷告。
For one another,
要为彼此来祷告。
For the day of temptation, the day of trial and testing is very near.
为试探的日子祷告，因为很多艰难、很多的试炼离我们很近。
Especially in a time when Jesus is coming back very soon.
特别是在耶稣基督再来很近的时候。
When there will be great darkness and wickedness in this world.
在这个世上有很多的黑暗和罪恶的时候。
And if we do not want to fall in temptation, let us pray.
如果我们不想来陷入到试探中的话，让我们祷告。
Let us pray for one another.
让我们彼此代祷。
But Jesus.Over here had to pray all alone.
但是耶稣在科西马尼园里却是完全孤单的在祷告。
And even if there are those who will not pray for us, yet we can pray to the Lord Jesus.
所以即使没有人为我祷告的时候，为我们祷告的时候，我们还是可以自己向耶稣基督来祷告。
And he knows what we go through.
因为他知道我们所经历的是什么。
For he walked that lonely road himself.
因为他自己走过这条孤单的道路。
And we thank the Lord that he has also given us the Holy Spirit who prays separately for us.
所以我们感谢神，神也赐给我们圣灵来为我们祷告。
So this was the first lonely experience or lonely step the Lord took to the cross.
所以这是耶稣基督在苦路上所走的孤单的路的第一站。
His Gethsemane experience.
所以科西玛尼园的经历。
He prayed all alone.
他孤单的独自的祷告。
The second experience was in the time of his arrest.
第二个经历是在他被捕的时候。
Look at verse 47.
看第47节。
And while he yet spake,Lord Judas, one of the twelve, came, and with him a great multitude, with swords and staves from the chief priests and elders of the people.
说话之间，那十二个门徒里的犹大来了，并有许多人带着刀棒，从祭司长和民间的长老那里与他同来。
Jesus was betrayed by his friends.
耶稣基督被他的朋友所出卖。
His very own disciples.
他自己的门徒。
Judas Iscariot.
犹大加略。
Who was with him for 3.5 years?
三年半的时间和他同在。
And Jesus treated him very well.
耶稣对他非常的好。
In fact, he was given a very important position as treasurer of the apostolic band.
实际上，耶稣基督把非常重要的责任交给他，让他做十二个使徒这个福音队的财务。
And yet, finally, he betrayed the Lord for miserable 30 pieces of silver.
但是最后的时候，他仅仅为这三十两银子就把耶稣基督给出卖了。
Betrayed the Lord Jesus with a kiss.
所以他用亲吻来出卖主耶稣。
And then also we find in verse 56, not only Judas but the rest of the disciples forsook him.
我们看到第五十六节，不仅是犹大，所有的门徒都离开了他。
We read in verse 56, but all this was done that the scriptures of the prophets might be fulfilled.Then all the disciples forsook him and fled.
第五十六节说，但这一切的事成就，为要应验先知书上的话。当下门徒都离开他，逃走了。
So he was all alone over here.
所以在被捕的时候，他是完全的孤单。
No one to defend him.
没有人来保护他。
No one to fight for him.
没有人来为他征战。
And in fact, over here, Jesus forbade the 12 legions of angels to come down to take action.
所以耶稣基督在这里实际上他是不要让这十二营的天使来为他征战。
In verse 53 we read, Thinkest thou that I cannot now pray to my Father and he shall presently give me more than 12 legions of angels?
你想我不能求我父现在为我差遣十二营多天使来吗？
But Jesus must fulfill the prophecy that he must suffer all alone for your sins and for my sins.
因为耶稣必须要应验所有先知书上的预言，孤单的为你的罪和我的罪而受苦。
No one can qualify to be our savior but the Lord Jesus Christ.
没有人有资格来做我们的救主，只有主耶稣基督。
So he must go through all this suffering alone.
所以他必须完全孤单的来经过这所有的经历。
And I'm sure the angels in heaven were only all too ready to come down to deliver the Lord Jesus and to slay all his enemies.
所以我相信天上的天使都非常准备好了，要随时的听到命令就下来，把这些敌人仇敌都给毁灭。
12 legions of angels.
十二个营的天使。
One legion is 6,000 soldiers.
一个营是六千个士兵。
12,000 is how many?
十二个营是多少？
72,000, right?
72,000, 对吗？
But Jesus forbade them, stopped them.
但是耶稣基督禁止天使下来。
In fact, not just 12 legions, here we are told, more than 12 legions.
不仅是十二个营，这里说多过十二营，十二营多的天使。
And Jesus had to go through this arrest all alone.
耶稣基督必须经过这样孤单的路，完全独自的经历。
And then he was brought to trial.
然后他被带到审判的面前。
That is the third lonely step that Jesus had to take.
这是耶稣基督所要经过的第三个孤单的经历。
In verse 59 we read.
第五十九节我们读到。
Now the chief priests and elders and all the council sought false witness against Jesus to put him to death.
祭司长和全公会寻找假见证控告耶稣要治死他。
It was a kangaroo court.
所以这是一个没有出路的一个审判。
They had already decided what the verdict would be even before they tried Lord Jesus.
在审判之前他们已经决定了判决，因为这里要做假见证来控告。
So they were full of false witnesses.
所以都是假见证。
Not one true witness.
没有一个是真的见证。
Jesus was all alone.
耶稣完全的孤单。
No one to testify for him.
没有为他，没有人来为他做见证。
No one to speak the truth for him.
没有人为他来说真理。
He was all alone in the face of all these wicked men who only wanted to speak lies and falsely accuse him.
所以面对这些只想说谎话要来错误的来控告他这些人，耶稣只有孤单的去面对他们。
Now at the trial we see that Peter was there.
我们看到在这个受审的时候彼得在那里。
And Peter could have been a true witness for the Lord.
彼得应该做一个主的真正的见真实的见证人。
But in the end at the time of testing,
但是在最终的时候在这个受试验的时候，
He too denied the Lord and he denied the Lord three times.
彼得也否认了主，他否认主三次。
Even denied with an oath.
而且他发誓的要这个拒绝耶稣。
In verse 72 we read,
我们看到第六十七节。
And again he denied with an oath, I do not know the man.
第七十二节他又不承认并且起誓说我不认得那个人。
And not only denied with an oath, he even cursed and swore he never knew the Lord Jesus.
他不仅起誓，他甚至是发咒诅起誓的说。
Verse 74, then began he to curse and to swear, saying, I know not the man.
所以七十四节彼得就发誓发咒起誓说我不认得那个人。
Even Peter who was supposed to be the bravest became a coward over here.
彼得是门徒中最勇敢的，但是在这里却成了懦夫。
Peter would not identify himself with his Savior.
耶稣在彼得在这个时候不愿意跟他的救主站在一边。
I think he must have observed the harrowing experience that the Lord had to go through. All these ferocious wolves surrounding Jesus.
这些凶狠的狼在他的周围。
Questioning, interrogating, and accusing Jesus.
质问他，审判他。
I don't want to get involved.
所以彼得远远的看，我不想参与到这个痛苦中。
And so he denied the Lord three times.
所以他就三次的否认了主。
Again, Jesus was all alone.
所以耶稣再一次是完全孤单的。
And Jesus had to go through all this for you and for me.
而耶稣孤单的经历这一切都是为你为我。
And then after that he was sent to Pilate.
然后耶稣被带到比拉多那里。
That was his fourth lonely experience.
那是他在苦路上的第四个孤单的经历。
Let's look at chapter 27.
我们看第二十七节。
Verse 1 and verse 2.
我们看第一节和第二节。
When the morning was come, all the chief priests and elders of the people took counsel against Jesus to put him to death.
到了
and when they had bound him, they led him away and delivered him to Pontius Pilate the governor.
到了早晨，众祭司长和民间的长老，大家商议要治死耶稣，就把他捆绑解去，交给巡抚比拉多。
Now when Jesus stood before Pilate,
所以当耶稣站在比拉多面前的时候，
After Pilate had questioned Jesus,
在比拉多质问了耶稣之后，
Pilate realized that Jesus was totally innocent.
比拉多认识到耶稣完全是无辜的，
Not guilty at all.
根本就没有罪。
In fact, no less than three times Pilate says, I find him not guilty.
所以至少三次比拉多说我发现他没有罪。
And then he also realized that Jesus was sent to him becausethe Jews were jealous of him.
比拉多也认识到耶稣被送到他面前的原因是这些犹太人嫉妒他。
Look at verse 18.
看第二十七章十八节。
For he knew that for envy they had delivered him.
巡抚员知道他们是因为嫉妒才把他解来了。
It was not anythingJesus did that was wrong or criminal, nothing at all, but it was because they were envious of him, they were jealous of him, and therefore wanted to destroy him.
不是因为耶稣做了任何错事，就是因为他们嫉妒耶稣，他们把他送到了比拉多面前。
And then in verse 19, we also read of his wife, Pilate's wife, saying that He was a just or righteous man.
在第十九节，我们看到比拉多的夫人来说，这是个义人。
And when he was set down on the judgment seat, his wife sent unto him, saying, "Have thou nothing to do with that just man? For I have suffered many things this day in a dream because of him."
正坐堂的时候，他的夫人打发人来说，这义人的事你一点不可管，因为今天在梦中为他受了许多的苦。
What Pilate's wife said was true. He was a just or a righteous man.
比拉多的妻子所说的是真实的，因为他是一个义人，的确是个义人。
But he gave Pilate the wrong advice.
他给了比拉多是一个错误的建议。
Have thou nothing to do with that man?
他给比拉多的建议说，这义人的事你一点不可管。
She should have asked and or tell her husband, make sure you deliver this innocent man.rescue him and release him.
如果她做正确的话，她应该对她的丈夫说：“你要把这个义人释放了，要保护他。”
Make sure that justice is done.
你要注意到，一定要让正义的事情发生啊。
But she told Pilate, "Have nothing to do with him."
但是她对比拉多说：“这人的事你一点都不可管。”
And Pilate listened to his wife.
比拉多就听了他的妻子。
And then he succumbed to the pressure from the crowd.
所以他就向这大众的压力来降服了。
Crucify him, crucify him.
钉他十字架，钉他十字架。
Jesus was all alone.
耶稣全然的孤单。
He had no help from Pilate.
他从比拉多那里也没有得到任何的帮助。
Although Pilate knew he was not guilty at all.
虽然比拉多知道他完全的无辜。
Pilate washed his hands of.
但是比拉多洗了手。
And would not do that which is good and right.
他不要做的正确的事，好的事情。
And delivered Jesus over to the Jews.
他把耶稣基督交给了犹太人去钉十字架。
Was it not a lonely walk for the Lord Jesus all the way to the cross?
这难道对主耶稣基督来说不是一条孤单的苦路吗？
And then after he was delivered, he was tortured.
然后在他被交给这些犹太人的交出去的时候，他又被侮辱。
That was his fifth experience.
所以被侮辱是他的第五个经历。
How he was tortured by the Roman soldiers.
他被罗马士兵所羞辱。
And this we find in verses 26 to 31.
我们看到这是在第26节到31节。
Then released he Barabbas unto them, and when he had scourged Jesus,He delivered him to be crucified. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the common hall and gathered unto him the whole band of soldiers, and they stripped him and put on him a scarlet robe. And when they had plaited a crown of thorns, they put it upon his head and a reed in his right hand. And they bowed the knee before him and mocked him, saying, Hail, King of the Jews! And they spit upon him and took the reed and smote him on the head.
于是比拉多释放巴拉巴给他们，把耶稣鞭打了，交给人钉十字架。巡抚的兵就把耶稣带进衙门，叫全营的兵都聚集在他那里。他们给他脱了衣服，穿上一件朱红色袍子，用荆棘编作冠冕戴在他头上，拿一根苇子放在他右手里，跪在他面前戏弄他说：“恭喜犹太人的王啊！”又吐唾沫在他的脸上，拿苇子打他的头，戏弄完了。就给他脱了袍子，仍穿上他自己的衣服，带他出去，要钉十字架。
Jesus had to suffer a whole lot of pain all alone.
所以耶稣基督要孤单的经历许多的痛苦。
There was no one who came to take his place.
在这过程中，没有任何人可以替代他。
No one here to be a substitute for him.
没有一个可以替代他的。
And look at how he was humiliated.
他被羞辱。
Stripped.
被鞭打。
And then also, you know, they put on him a crown of thorns.
而他们又把荆棘的冠冕戴在他的头上。
And then pressed that crown onto his head.
而把这冠冕戴在他的头上的时候压榨他。
And then later on, we also find them beating him on the head.
而且用苇子打他的头。
And of course, the crown of thorns was still there.
而荆棘的冠冕还在头上。
And you can just imagine how the thorns must have dug deep into the skull of the Lord Jesus.
所以你可以想象那荆棘上的刺是怎么样的，深深的刺进了主耶稣基督的头颅。
And he was scourged, he was whipped.
而他被鞭打。
And surely his back must have been all torn apart by all the whipping, tore away all the skin, even the flesh.
所以主耶稣的身体，他的背，经过这许多的鞭打，一定是血肉破绽。
He must be bleeding very badly by this time. 所以
浑身上下流满了血。
And then also he was punched and beaten.
而且他们还用拳头打他，揍他。
And how they mocked him.
而且羞辱他。
He went through all this for you and for me.
而耶稣基督经历这所有的一切，都是为你，为我。
Suffering under such wicked and cruel hands.
在这样凶狠凶恶的手下来受罪受难。
Jesus went through all this for us. What kind of suffering have we gone through for Jesus Christ?
耶稣为我们经历着许多的痛苦，我们为耶稣受了什么苦呢？
I think we have suffered very little.
我想我们受的苦太少。
And sometimes even when we pray to the Lord and then the Lord does not answer our prayers or say no, we get angry with him.
有的时候我们向主祷告，主没有回应我们祷告的时候，我们还向主生气。
And then we spite him.
我们还向神发怒。
Since Jesus did not answer my prayers, I'm not going to come to church to worship him anymore.
耶稣不回答我的祷告，我就不来教会，不要敬拜他了。
Do we not think like this sometimes?
我们是不是有的时候这样想呢？
I pray not.
我祷告，我们不要这样想。
Do we really know the Lord Jesus?
我们真的认识主耶稣吗？
How much he suffered for us?
他为我们受苦何等的多呢？
How can we ever treat Jesus like this?
我们怎么能够这样的来对待耶稣呢？
How we must humble ourselves and worship him all the time.
我们要何等的谦卑我们自己。无论何时何事都要来敬拜主。
Never blame him for anything.
不要埋怨他，不要为任何事埋怨主。
Never criticize him.
不要来批评。
Never question the Lord Jesus.
不要来疑问怀疑。
How he suffered silently for you and for me.
他受苦都是全然的安静，为你为我。
Without any murmuring, without any complaint.
没有埋怨，嘴里面没有嘟囔。
And yet sometimes for the slightest thing, we want to rebel against the Lord.
而有的时候，你我是何等为着最小的事情就想背逆我们的主呢？
Let us confess our sins.
让我们承认我们的罪。
And let us get right with God.
让我们跟神和好。
Jesus went through that torture all alone.
耶稣基督经过这所有的羞辱和痛苦，是全然的孤单。
And then the sixth lonely experience was on the cross.
而第六个痛苦的经历是在十字架的上面。
Jesus had to carry the cross all by himself.
耶稣自己背着十字架。
Well, at least he carried the cross for part of the way.
其中有一部分是他自己背的。
And because he was already so weak by that time,
在这个时候他的身体已经是那么的软弱。
He could not carry the cross himself.
他自己已经背不动那个十字架。
And so the soldiers forced one Simon of Cyrene to carry the cross for him.
所以那个时候士兵们就逼着一个西门古利纳人来帮他背十字架。
And that on Calvary he was nailed to the cross.
而在加略山上他就被钉在十字架上。
And Jesus when he was on the cross cut a lonely figure.
而在十字架上，耶稣基督是全然的孤单。
Yes, although there were two thieves beside him.
虽然他旁边有两个强盗。
I mean, he had company, one on the left and the other on the right.
他有同伴，一个在左边，一个在右边。
Yet, he was a very lonely person because he was the only one who was there who was perfectly just and righteous. The two thieves were there because they deserve that punishment.
而这两个又不是真正的同伴，因为只有在十字架上的耶稣是那个全然公义，却被钉在十字架上。而这两个人是自己犯了罪，他们所受的，但是他们配的。
Jesus was there for you and for me, and he was, and yet to do it all alone.The Lamb of God, which taketh away the sin of the world, he was the only worthy sacrifice for your sins and my sins.
耶稣在十字架上完全的孤单是为了你和为了我。他在十字架上只有他能够配做那赎罪的羔羊，能够除去世人的罪孽，来为我们献上赎罪的祭。
And the two thieves on the cross represented us.
而在十字架两边的这两个强盗正代表着我们。
They were full of sin.
他们充满了罪。
They deserved to be crucified.
他们配被 钉死。
And yet they reviled Jesus when he was on the cross.
而他们在十字架上的时候还嘲弄耶稣。
And then they insulted him.
还嘲笑他。
Well, good thing that one of them repented later on.
但是感谢神，好事是他们中间有一个后来悔改了。
There were no words of comfort from those on the cross with him.
所以在跟他一同钉十字架的人中间也没有听到任何安慰的话。
But he had a word of comfort for the repentant thief who later confessed him.
而耶稣在十字架上却有安慰的话给那个悔改的罪人。
When the thief later on realized how sinful he was and how righteous and loving Jesus was.
当那个罪人认识到自己是何等的罪恶，而耶稣是何等的公义和慈爱的时候，
seeing that Jesus was the Son of God himself.
他看到了耶稣是神的儿子。
Pray to the Lord Jesus, remember me.
他对主耶稣祷告说，请你纪念我。
And Jesus said to him,
耶稣对他说，
Today thou shalt be with me in paradise.
今日你要和我同在乐园。
Well, he was very lonely on the cross.
所以他在十字架上是何等的孤单。
And although he was lonely on the cross, receiving no comfort from anyone, yet he was able to give comfort to someone who had repented of his sin.
所以我们看到他在十字架上纵然全然孤单，没有人能够给他任何安慰的话，他却在自己孤单的时候还能够给出安慰的话来，来安慰这个悔改的罪人。
And all those on the ground too, you know, insulted him and mocked at him.
在地上所有的人也都羞辱他，侮辱他。
In verses 38 to 44 we read,
第三十八节到第四十四节我们读。
Then were the two thieves crucified with him, one on the right hand and the other on the left. And they that passed by reviled him, wagging their heads, and saying, Thou that destroyest the temple, and buildest it in 3 days, save thyself, if thou be the Son of God. Come down from the cross. Likewise also the chief priests, mocking him with the scribes and elders, said, He save others, himself he cannot save. If he be the king of Israel, let him now come down from the cross, and we will believe him. He trusted in God, let him deliver him now, if he will have him. For he said, I am the Son of God. And the thieves also, which were crucified with him, cast the same in his teeth.
27:38说，那当时有两个强盗和他同钉十字架，一个在右边，一个在左边。从那里经过的人讥笑他，摇着头说，你这拆毁圣殿三日又建造起来的，可以救自己吧，你如果是神的儿子就从十字架上下来吧。祭司长和文士并长老也是这样戏弄他说，你救了别人不能救自己，你是以色列的王，现在可以从十字架上下来，我们就信他。他依靠神，神若喜悦他，现在可以救他，因为他曾说我是神的儿子。那和他同钉的强盗也是这样的讥诮他。
And then the final seventh lonely experience that Jesus had to go through was the fact that he was forsaken by his father.
第七个他孤单的经历是在十字架上实际上被圣父所丢弃。
In verse 46 we read,
第四十六节我们来读。
And about the ninth hour,Jesus cried with a loud voice, saying, Eli, Eli, lama sabachthani. That is to say, My God, my God, why hast thou forsaken me?
四十六节，约在深处，耶稣大声喊着说，伊利，伊利，拉玛撒巴格大尼，就是说，我的神，我的神，为什么离弃我？
Jesus could find no help from God the Father over here.
在这个时候耶稣也没有得到天父的帮助。
It was hands off for the Father.
所以天父也收回了他的手。
Because Jesus, his beloved and only begotten Son, must do all this by himself, all alone.
所以耶稣他的独生子，他所爱的儿子，必须自己孤单的来承担这一切。
God the Father cannot die on the cross.
圣父不能够死在十字架上。
God the Spirit cannot die on the cross.
圣灵不能死在十字架上。
Only God the Son can die on the cross.
只有圣子能够死在十字架上。
Because he was fully God and fully man in one person.
因为他是完全的神和完全的人在一个位格里面。
Jesus was the only one who could be our substitute and representative.
耶稣是唯一的可以做我们的替代者的代表的这一位。
He was the sinless Lamb of God without spot and blemish for your sins and for my sins.
他是那无罪的羔羊，毫无瑕疵，为你的罪和为我的罪。
And so Jesus was all alone on the cross.
所以耶稣基督在十字架上全然的孤单。
Bearing the sins of the world.
承担担负的是世人的罪孽。
Paying the penalty of sin.
付上罪的代价。
For the wages of sin is death.
因为罪的工价乃是死。
And the free gift of God is eternal life in the Lord Jesus Christ.
而神的恩赐在耶稣基督里面乃是永生。
He was all alone.
他全然的孤单。
Do you not see the seven lonely steps of Jesus on the cross, on the way to the cross?
你有没有看到耶稣基督所走的这苦路上的七个孤单的经历呢？在十字架上，在走向十字架的路上。
What perfect and complete suffering in his life he went through for you and for me, just to save us from hellfire, so that we might have the joys of eternal life in heaven.
他为我们在这一路上所受的是完全的、全然的痛苦，让你我可以从这地狱的永火里面被拯救出来，而你我所有的是走向天国永生的盼望和喜乐。
May we not forget what Jesus had done for us.
让我们不要忘记耶稣为我们所做的。
Whatever problems or difficulties or struggles and hardships in life that you may be going through.
在人生中无论有什么困难艰难不容易的事情挣扎的事情
It is not an easy road we are traveling to heaven
我们在这一条路上要走向天国去的路也不是容易的路
But we know that Jesus is with us
但我们知道耶稣与我们同在
Jesus had to walk this lonely way to the cross
耶稣也必须走这一条通向十字架的孤单的路
And although Jesus also told us you must also deny self take up your own cross and follow me
耶稣也对我们说他说你们必须舍己背起自己的十字架来跟从我
yet we are not alone
但我们并不孤单
for Jesus had promised I will be with you always
因为耶稣应许我们说我要与我们同在
I will be with you all the way until the very end
他要与我们同在直到世界的末了
Jesus had to walk alone
耶稣是孤单的走
But we don't have to.
但我们却是有伴
What a wonderful Savior we have
我们有的是一位何等奇妙的救主
He loved us so much
他何等的爱我们
Do you love him?
你爱他吗
If we love him, let us then obey his commandments
如果我们爱他就遵守他的诫命
Let's continue to walk the straight and narrow way that leads to life
让我们也走在这一条又窄又直的这条十字架的生命窄路上
And this straight and narrow way is not the way of the majority It's the way of the minority Few walk in that way
这条窄路上走的人不是很多乃是少的走在这条路上是少的人
And there are times you will feel very lonely
所以有的时候我们会感觉到孤单
When you are lonely you think of Jesus
所以当你孤单的时候你来思想耶稣
That lonely way leads to life
这条孤单的路却是通向生命
Jesus walked in that way
耶稣走向的是生命之路
And yet we are not alone
但是我们不孤单
Jesus will walk with us
因为耶稣要与我们同行
Until the very end
直到末了
Let us pray
我们来祷告
Our Father in heaven
我们在天上的父
How we thank thee for our Savior
我们为我们的救主要何等的感谢你
Who single-handedly by himself save us from our sins
他赤手空拳独自一人为我们受死拯救我们脱离罪恶
And how we thank thee that now he as our great high priest in heaven can help us in our time of need
我们感谢你他如今是我们在天堂的大祭司在我们需要的时候可以给我们随时的帮助
O Lord grant us the grace to walk in that lonely way as well
主啊你给我们恩典让我们也走在这条孤单的路上
The straight and narrow way that leads to life
这一条又窄又直的这条十字架的通向生命之路
And how we thank thee for the promise of the Lord Jesus who said he will be with us even until the end of the age
所以我们何等感谢您主耶稣应许我们说直到世界的末了他要与我们同在
And so Lord as we now partake of the bread and the cup
主啊所以当我们现在要领受主的饼和主的杯
cause us to remember deeply what Jesus had done for us
帮助我们深深地来纪念主耶稣为我们所做的
that we might also look forward to the blessed hope of his second coming
让我们也是要等待耶稣基督再来那荣耀的盼望。
Cleanse us from all our sins.
洗净我们一切的罪。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.